At 35, Layla McCalla is already known as a groundbreaking talent. She was a founding member of Our Native Daughters and a cellist for the Grammy Award-winning folk group Carolina Chocolate Drops. But it was her first solo album in 2013 that shaped the kind of musician she wanted to be. It's titled Very Colored Songs, a tribute to Langston Hughes.
Very Colored Songs is an album that has set me on my musical path. The songs are largely inspired by the African American poet Langston Hughes. A lot of poems that I wrote music to, and that kind of encouraged me to continue on this path of songwriting and composing and arranging traditional music.
Very Colored Songs also includes Haitian folk songs to celebrate McCalla's Haitian background. The album had a limited release until it ran out of print, but it's now been re-released and is once again available to the public.
If I had a heart of gold, as some folks I know, I'd up and say,
the album comes to us after a summer of protests against police brutality and racial injustice, but the timing, McCalla says, has made her feel more confident about her decision to put Very Colored Songs and Langston Hughes' words back into focus.
Watching the public discourse really shift about racism and race relations have strengthened my resolve in this re-release. I always thought of that as something as like, okay, you do that 20 years or, you know, 40 years later, not seven. but yeah, I feel that so many of the songs on this record really speak to the heart of these issues in a very graceful way. And, you know, I was really drawn to that about Langston Hughes' work, you know, the way that he's able to infuse so much nuance and power into his words.
And I ask you, do you understand my dreams? Sometimes you say you do, and sometimes you say you don't. Either way, it doesn't matter. I continue to dream.
And McCalla has included a new song on this re-release. It's called As I Grow, Dreamer, which combines two of Hughes' poems, I Continue to Dream and As I Grew Older. She composed the music almost a decade ago, but it was never recorded in the first edition of Very Colored Songs until now.
When we were thinking about a re-release and, you know, re-releasing it through Smithsonian Folkways, I remember saying there's one piece that I would love for people to be able to hear. That it's not my voice, and I don't know if you guys would be interested in re-releasing that because it's more me as a composer than me as a singer or even a cellist, even though I play cello on the track. And I just paired these two poems, just came out so beautifully.
I have almost forgotten my dream, but it was there then, in front of me, bright like a sun, my dream.
I think that the message is to believe in the process of growth, to love your black skin, and to keep reaching towards the sun. I remember feeling very young when I was putting these pieces together, but these particular pieces gave me a sort of, offered me some wisdom about growing older and continuing to dream.
Help me to shatter this darkness. To smash this night, to break this shadow into a thousand lights of sun, into a thousand whirling dreams of sun.
One thing that I love about making music and songwriting is that songs continue to gain power over time. And I think that my voice has gotten more powerful and more sure of itself in my own artistic journey. And these poems continue to reflect the reality of the moment that we're living in.
Way down south in Dixie,
As Layla McCalla, she is re-releasing her first solo album, Varicolored Songs, a tribute to Langston Hughes. It is available right now. Way down south.